Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi. A Ukraine International Airlines Boeing 737 crashed due to technical problems after takeoff from Tehran's Imam Khomeini Airport with 170 passengers and crew aboard. All 170 on board the Ukrainian passenger plane that crashed in Iran have been killed. Rescue teams have been sent to an area near the airport where the Boeing 737 belonging to Ukraine International Airlines crashed. Oil prices jumped to their highest in months on Wednesday after Iran attacked American forces in Iraq in response to a U.S. strike that killed an Iranian general last week, raising the specter of a spiraling conflict and disrupted oil supplies. But prices cooled a fraction after the early heat, as analysts said market tension could ease as long as oil production facilities remain unaffected by attacks. Amid the ongoing tussle between Iran and the US, the Indian exporters to Iran are worried. They are concerned about the rupee-denominated bilateral trade mechanism put in place by both the countries a year ago as the rupee kitty with Iran, through which the payments to Indian exporters happen, is fast depleting. Unless an alternate mechanism is put in place, Indian exporters may find their payments getting blocked over the next 3 to 4 months. India's nominal gross domestic product is expected to grow by 5% in financial year 2019-20 compared to the growth rate of 6.8% last year, according to the first advance estimates released by the Central Statistics Office on Tuesday. The government's estimate, which is in line with the Reserve Bank of India's estimate of 5%, is based on the GDP growth in the first two quarters of the current fiscal and other macro data. The central government's group of ministers led by Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved the draft inviting bids for the sale of India's state-owned carrier Air India. Apart from giving nod to receiving expressions of interest for the sale of Air India, the GOM also approved the share purchase agreement under which the airline's total debt of around Rs 60,000 crore would be transferred to a special purpose vehicle. The government has approved setting up 2,636 electric vehicle charging stations across 62 cities in 24 states and union territories of India under the second phase of FAME India scheme. The move is meant to encourage manufacturers to launch new electric vehicle models. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye.